I got a 2:30 a.m. in the morning, Dallas time, text from TC.
Uh-oh.
TC, who is watching my house.
Sleeping
while I'm
in
gone.
Your bed.
Sleeping in my bed. And he makes no apologies about it. He said he tried the futon, but it was uncomfortable.
And you make no apologies about asking him to watch your house.
Well, what else should I do? I have a dog.
There seems to be 6 million people, 6 billion people on this planet.
Yeah, but I know TC.
Give or take.
You know what I mean? And I know he's not going. He probably won't steal things. Probably.
No, but can
he'll just get him messy and stuff.
How many other things can you eliminate?
Right, right.
In various ways.
He might not steal, but he can sew.
Yeah, I know it'll be just him in the bed, but still, that doesn't mean he can't soil things.
Yes.
Right?
You know, he is.
Now, TC, don't you be having any of those big parties with all the girls like you're known for?
My extra high-speed internet makes his porn viewing, I'm sure, all the better.
Oh, no.
That's how the girls get to your house.
Yeah, I would hate to look at bandwidth usage and how much porn he's watched over the past 4 days.
And what
and
time?
Where he's watched porn.
How many?
What kind?
BitTorrent Vivid Library has been downloaded.
You're going to have the cops at your house.
I wonder if
all weekend.
Verizon's going to call me like,
sir?
You really downloaded too much this week. We're going to have to cut your service off. Anyway, he calls me. So I said, yeah, I'm awake. He calls me and he's like, you know that, and you could put TC in the studio if he wants to respond to this at all, because I need an update.
Yeah, we're a little short on time.
I think we're good.
Well, I need an update.
All right.
He's like, you know that chair in your office, the one that kind of recliner, and you sit and watch TV on it, and it kind of looks like a older chair, more kind of a family heirloom type chair? And I'm like, yeah, it's the one I sit in every day. Well,
wait.
Do you ever lean back in it and, like, I mean, just leaning back like normal. I wasn't, like, laying, like, but
so
lean back.
He broke your chair?
Anyway, that's the long story
short.
You
went Chris Farley in it?
He broke my chair and he's
collapsed.
Like, is there, like, an easy way to fix that? I was just wondering if that happens all the time.
If it happens all the time. So you keep a broken chair in
your
office.
It's a trick chair like they use in Hollywood.
like a bottle when you break a bottle of someone's head.
And then you just set it back up. It's really awesome.
I'm like, no, dude, it's just, it's never happened before. No, I mean, I can't believe this.
And he's not a man of tremendous size or anything.
No, but he is. I could see him stretching that out and, like, making that his bed. Like,
or,
like, treating that chair unlike you're supposed to treat it.
I could see him reenacting, like, WrestleMania 2 and being Macho Man, taking the bell down to Ricky the Dragon Steamboat's neck or something like that. And the top rope would be the top of your chair. And kind
or he's on the coffee table and he dives on the chair.
Right, right. Or maybe he cut out a picture of a girl and put it on the pillow on the chair so he can dive on top of her.
Is TC in there?
Hey, guys.
Oh, he's on the phone.
What do you mean? What?
He's on the phone?
Lunch run, dog.
Jeez.
Wow. All right. You guys are idiots.
Just get him.
He should be on the phone right now.
3 minutes ago when I said have TC come in studio, that's it. Then.
See, he's already gone.
What?
All right, just forget it. Well, so there's the story.
Oh, he's on the phone like with us.
He's on the phone with us?
All right.
Where'd he go?
Chuck?
Pot him up. TC.
Let me call him back. He didn't pick up.
Oh, no.
Just don't.
Never mind.
Just
don't.
What a debacle.
All right, everybody back there.
What a maroon.
Try to do less.
We have Warren and Chris back there running the running the show.
All right, well, we'll carry on. It's 12:28.
Let's hear
it's Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, live from Cowboys Walk.
Come on, Chris.
They will be mobilizing down the coast of San Diego before too long.
It's the guys back in Dallas.
Just protecting the earmuffs with both hands.
Okay, as you know, and joining us now is the most overrated intern in the history of our show, TC.
Hey, America.
Lucky.
Oh, TC's on the air? Oh, okay.
Who reminds us all of Napoleon Dynamite, also kind of a Venus flytrap, and that his mouth just opens up, waits for something to fall in there, and then it clamps down on it.
Don't forget Pat.
Tina, eat your dinner.
So, I don't know if you're ever going to be able to watch my house again, dude. My wife is not happy.
Oh, no.
As
what,
you know...
What did you do?
On, what was it, she late Thursday night you found, you called me? Or Wednesday night?
Yeah.
Let's go Thursday.
Thursday.
Called me with the, you know, your chair. You know, the one that wasn't broken 5 minutes ago? Anyway, my office chair is just something that my wife has owned for quite some time. It's just a recliner.
It's an heirloom, isn't it?
It's a very nice chair.
It, handed down from generation to generation.
It is a very nice chair, and... Like, how far back were you leaning on? Because what he broke was this metal, whatever, the metal
like rod a bolt.
That's in the middle of that holds it all together just snapped in half. And I can't, I mean, I've laid back on the chair. I do it every night, right? You watch some TV and put your feet up on the coffee table or whatever. But, like, were you sleeping in it? Were you leaning it back as far as you could to sleep in it? How did
No.
you break it?
It was a normal recline like I'd done 50 other times that week. It was just your regular...
So this is a big recliner, and he busted off, like, the back?
Not the back. The bot, like, at the base. Like, the back does
it runs through
come
the
out.
Middle.
Like, the part that's welded?
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing to look at.
So now it just reclines, it won't sit back up. How did he break it?
No, then it just lays on the floor. I mean, it's...
Oh, it's totally broken.
It's attached to the base.
So now it's a true recliner.
Like, and then it detached from the part where...
It's an ottoman.
The ball bearings are. And in fact, I tried to set it back up and ended up setting it on the carpet, and the carpet got greasy, and then that was another hour of trying to remove grease from a brand new carpet, and... It was quite a beating. First of all, when I get home, our flights were delayed. We almost had our rental car stolen. I got home like at 11 o'clock on Friday night, and the first thing I got to do is sterilize my sheets that TC had slept on. Right?
That's another thing I want to ask TC, the logic of sleeping in Dan's bed.
That's crazy, man.
I would sleep on the couch.
Like, I wouldn't sleep in your bed. If I watched your house...
There is no way I would sleep in your bed.
I would just sleep on your couch.
But
TC.
Your thoughts.
You want to sleep in the bed where I lie there doing so much dirty stuff to my wife.
First of all, I don't think that was my... Like, whenever you first gave me the tour, that was kind of like, you know, if you want... You never were like, you should, but, you know, if you want to, here's
but
my
Donovan's
bed.
But Donovan's just saying, as a human, he wouldn't want to sleep in
my bed. If I watched Dan's house while he was on vacation, there is no way I would sleep in his bed.
Surely you're not surprised that I have different cleanliness standards than...
I mean, it's... I don't know if it's cleanliness
or
just...
Yeah, because I'm a clean guy. But right. You just don't want to...
No, I'm not going to... Put you in that, and I don't want to sleep where...
I would imagine you didn't wash my sheets before you slept in it, so you didn't mind whatever I left there, right?
Nah, I'm mystified by your washing machine.
Okay, so did you try to use it? Because my wife also alleges that there's something wrong with that.
Uh-oh.
No, I didn't touch it. I put the sheets in it, because I knew you'd be using
it. She's
them.
Like, boy, it's making a noise or something. So she's like, why wouldn't we just pay for someone else to just come in once a day and house it? Rather than now we're out a chair,
a washing machine.
The washing machine's broke.
Can we go back to how you broke the chair? Were you reenacting Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon or anything? Or what?
I promise it was just...
You're watching the game, recline, and everything snaps.
And like I fell back on the ground out of the chair.
Did the fly escape your mouth?
Yeah.
With the opportunity?
I just was about to get him, and...
Let's talk now about your... How do you describe someone who is not able to deal with just society and just doesn't understand protocol? Like, I guess it's social skills that I think TC has very little of.
I don't know.
He was a retard.
Like, you just have to... Jeez. You know how... Management despises him just in a... Although he's a very good worker, or at least the work that he does is good, but he's not a good worker. Like, you got to show up on time and stuff. Once you're here, you do a fine job. You do a great job running the board, but you're just like, what? So if I'm 15 minutes late, why can't...
And you don't have a lot of hustle.
You act like you've won 20 in the show when you're a rookie. And you think you have the ability to win 20, and so do I.
This is what sidetracked Doug Davis for so many years.
Me and Bob think you're great. You know, you do wonderful work when you do it. But
how's he thought of Joe amongst the weekend community?
Oh, hated.
I bet you
he is despised because he treats them as if they are all below him.
Is he big time?
Let's just put it this way. I'm surprised that y'all are surprised he slept in Dan's bed, because have you ever met anyone who has a bigger sense of entitlement than TC?
See?
Wow. That's the thought that everybody has about you, dude, that you think you've made it. And here's a thing, too. And my wife doesn't even know. I gave TC $200 to watch my house.
What kind of contract do you have?
You know why? Because TC's a good guy, and we don't pay him for other stuff that he does. And I figure, okay, this is kind of like, I consider it a year payment, but I'll, you know, the time to do it is while he's watching my house. It's for other stuff. He handles Why Today Doesn't Suck on the website.
Right.
He does a lot of things. He handles the Fantasy Football League.
He does.
We could pay him for those things. I pay him for this. It's kind of all-encompassing. If my wife knew I left him $200, she'd hit the roof, because she's so mad right now about this chair.
Really? Oh, no.
She wants a refund.
So this isn't just any chair.
Now, here's the social thing that I think TC doesn't get. And I know you're sorry, but the social thing is, maybe say, let me give you $100 of this back and so you can pay for the chair. Or leave a note. How sorry you! Not just leave the chair lying there in the middle of the room, and then it's done. And then I'll see you on Monday. Then it's like, oh, broke your chair. And Bob did a great imitation of you. I want you to do the exact say that speech. Can you remember what you said to me?
I really can't.
We were in the rental car bus, and you said you channeled what TC is probably thinking, and it was this. If you can't remember it, I'll try to do it.
Go ahead, please.
Bob's imitation was, you know, that chair was really old.
Yeah.
I actually did you a favor.
It was probably going to break anyway. And yeah, you should probably thank me because I got this thing out of your life that it was just ruining things anyway. And
I felt terrible about the chair.
And do you think?
Well,
TC
how about though? Leave the money there. And you know, I'm going to still give you the money.
Okay.
But just as a
do you think
gesture,
TC
say I'm not going to take that money.
You think he has a penny of that $200 left?
Like I often get ripped for reaching for my wallet, even though it's a complete bluff. But that's part of the game.
It's social standard. Yes. Bob, you know that when you're at dinner with Bill Guerin, reach for your wallet, pretend, and then you know the millionaire's going to pay for it.
Right.
Same thing with you.
He doesn't have a penny of that left.
But the same...
Instead, when we're with Guerin, we should say, you made $9.3 million last
year. No, we're thinking that, but then you got to play the game. You have to be on time to work. You know, make people... I don't know, TC. You have no sense of social decorum. You just don't understand what world you're living in sometimes.
You jackwagon?
Yeah, you jackwagon.
You're a jackwagon.
Because he's in his own world.
Right. You're in the world that everything revolves around you, and if that chair broke, that must be the chair's fault in some way, and that you don't take any responsibility for it.
The chair had it coming.
How long you say it's been in the family, Dan, the chair?
Since World War I?
Yeah, I mean... No, I think my wife got it from her grandma.
It came over,
and you know
on
why?
Yeah.
And we looked at
it. Yeah, it passed through the Statue of Liberty.
But you know how they used to make cars out of pure metal and they couldn't dent it even? You know, I mean, that's the way this chair was made.
Man, I could just see him in total kung fu crouch on the top of the chair.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? He reclined it, went to the other room, and took a running start and just jumped on it.
Like Ricky the Dragon Steamboat in WrestleMania 2.
I mean, it's just... Here's the thing I was wondering last night.
Macho Man?
I'm not sure...
I shall beat you?
He wasn't even...
I've always thought of us as kind of friends.
He's in his tights.
He's in a unitard. With his wrestling boots on.
Answer me this, TC. Are we friends, or was this just a... you're an employee that was watching my house?
I hope that we're friends.
Because, here's the... I noted two things. If you were simply an employee... You would then be charged for what you've done, and you would have to pay for that. And if we were friends, then you would kind of my best friends would say, look, let me pay for it, or over-apologize or something. My best friends would show some remorse for something that they did. They know that now maybe it's not that huge of a deal. Maybe I can afford another chair, but I got to go find one. I got to go. I mean, it's a big beating that you've caused now. So if we're friends, you would have offered to give the money back and apologize.
Are you having trouble expressing yourself, TC?
But it's like we're neither. It's like he's just this person in the world that doesn't, the other rules don't apply to him. He doesn't have to have rules of friendship or adhere to rules of what an employee would be expected either.
TC, go.
Chuck,
no, your man, I felt terrible, and I didn't really know what to do. I'd be happy to get you another chair. I guess that it comes down to, will I be able to pick another chair, but I'd be happy to pick one out and go buy it and pick it up and everything.
I just passed out.
To try and make that better for you.
Yeah.
I think I want him to pick out your new chair.
No. You know there's no way.
Or like Aquaman.
It's like a lawn chair.
I'm good at picking out chairs.
The plastic one at Home Depot that they got on sale.
He's going to bring it in the bag, the fold out one. It has a cup holder.
It's like a St. Louis Rams blow-up chair. Well, TC.
Well, it's going to take a lot of work.
You continue to lower your bar.
Yeah. For you to...
I can guarantee you won't ever watch my house.
To watch the house again.
It really was never in play, so I won't even say that.
Yeah, I don't think it was in play for me either.
All right, Chuck. You did well on lunch today, though. Except a little late. Otherwise...
Yeah.
Up high, Doug. There you go.